Quarterback Brandon Whedon's number has been called once again as he will start this Sunday against Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, that's kind of the role of being a backup quarterback. You know, you never know your number's going to be called, and you know, I'm excited about the opportunity.
Do you embrace the chance to get back out there and start again?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to be out there, you know, as much as possible, you know, with these guys preparing and you know, going through the process, the weekly process of going out and playing a game. And I mean, I'm excited about it and see if we can get back on track and win a couple games.
What kind of greeting do you expect from the fans on Sunday?
We win, it'll be good. We're doing well, it'll be good. You know, we just got to go out and control what we can control and tune out all the noise, whether it's, you know, outside this building, in the stadium, or you know, people outside just telling us how good, how bad, all that. Just, you know, focus on what we control and go out and execute and play well.
Is there anything that you can learn from a few weeks of sitting and watching Jason play? Do you learn anything from the sidelines?
Well, I mean, you can't really learn anything because you're not out there, and it's different when you're on the field under live bullets versus sitting on the sideline and having a little different perspective of it. So I can't really say I learned anything. I learned, being a backup quarterback, you have to prepare like you're going to play. And fortunately, I did that every week. And my number was called a couple times here and there. And I had to play, in a tough situation, against Pittsburgh. And so, fortunately, last week I prepared like I was going to play. And when I came in the game, the terminology and stuff wasn't foreign to me.
When you're in the stadium and the reaction is not positive, it seemed to even bother your teammates.
I think it bothers them. It bothers them more than it bothers me. I tune it out. I've got way more to worry about in the huddle, getting guys organized and lined up. And I didn't hear many boos when I threw that touchdown pass to Josh. So you just got to go out and play well. Can't control it. Just go out and focus on what you control.
Brandon, you're pretty good at handling it. I mean, you've been through a lot, obviously, with the baseball and this. But is it hard to keep up the best possible attitude when you go out there and they're giving you hell before you even do anything?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like I said, I've been through a lot, and fortunately, I'd like to think I'm mature enough to handle, all that stuff. But I learned a long time ago, you can only control so much. And before I even throw a pass or we had a trick play and the trick play didn't work and it was incomplete, I'd throw it away. And I still get booed. But you just gotta laugh it off and use that as a little positive reinforcement. Use that as ammo to go out and play well.
How do you do that, though, Brandon? I mean, do you think the fact that you have been through a baseball career and all that has made you more mature to accept?
I think so. I mean, it's pretty simple for me. I don't listen to the outside noise. I don't, getting rid of Twitter and all that junk. And, I don't need 5-year-old kids telling me how to play the quarterback position. So it's made it real easy. It hasn't been an issue. I've got great support in this locker room, great support, family and friends back home. My wife has been remarking, it's not a distraction for me. It's the farthest thing from a distraction. I don't get tied up in it. My main focus is getting better. I played 20 games in this league, and I've got a long ways to go. I need to continue to get better.
Where was your confidence level at? Did it take any hit by the fact that you're no longer starter?
No, it didn't. And I think it's because you're so wrapped up. Each week it happens so fast, and you're wrapped up in, preparing and doing that stuff. I'm still extremely confident. Obviously I've never been through this circumstance before. I've never been in this situation, I've got a lot of people around me that have been there for me, and I think people around me are feeling worse and really approaching me. And I tell them all the same. I'm like, hey, listen, I got to fight through it. I'll see what kind of man I am and see what kind of person I am to persevere through a lot of this adversity. It won't be the last time. Whether when I'm done playing, something else happens in life, won't be the first time. And going through this will definitely help me have a leg up on it.
You've called yourself a backup quarterback a couple times right here. Do you still think of yourself as a starter, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a starter this week, and that's all that matters. I started the season as a starter. Obviously been a lot of ups and downs and injuries and stuff like that, but this week I'm starting in Jacksonville, and that's the way I'm approaching it.
Hey, Brandon, do you view this as another opportunity for you to prove to this regime that they need to keep you around know, after this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, going beyond that, I think it's just, you know, proved to everybody that, you know, I'm continuing to grow and continue to become a better player and learning from mistakes and doing things better week in and week out. You know, this is a tough position to play, and I think you got to, again, you know, understand, you know, make your corrections, what you can fix, and try not to make them twice, but just continue to grow each week and become a better player. And if you do that, you know, hopefully you'll have people on board.
After everything that you've
good, very sound defense. You know, they're young in the back end. They try to keep it where that they're comfortable within their system with the guys they have in place. You know, like to create a lot of 8-man boxes to try to stop the run, but very sound, very active front. You know, very, very good tackling team, good linebackers that are good in the run, and just a very sound, solid team that's playing better. I mean, the last 3 weeks they've played really, really good football, and kind of helped that team, you know, win 2 out of 3.
After all the benchings and the booings and everything that you've had to endure here, do you still want to be here as much as you always did?
You know, I'm a Cleveland Brown. I mean, I think for the next 5 weeks, you know, I'm a Cleveland Brown. After that, whatever happens is out of my control. You know, I'm excited. This is one of the best teams I've ever been on, as far as just the group of guys in this locker room and the atmosphere we have going on, the friendships we have, and the camaraderie. It's great. And so, you know, I'm gonna enjoy every minute of as long as I'm here. And then, you know, if they tell me to beat it, then I'll, you know, we'll see. But like I said, right now I'm my main focus is the Cleveland Browns and winning this Sunday.
When you get in the huddle against Pittsburgh, or whether it's today when you first go out in that practice, in the huddle with the first team guys, do you say something to the guys, you know, Joe?
No, because I've been there before, and, you know, I've even when I came in on Sunday, I, you know, there's not a whole lot to say. You know, only thing I was saying, let's pick up the tempo a little bit and try to, you know, get in that huddle and do things a little bit, you know, pick up our tempo and move a little faster. But, you know, like I said, I've played a lot of games with these guys, and you know, they're familiar with everything that I'm saying and my cadence and everything like that. So, not a whole lot to say. Just go out and get first downs and execute.
Hey, Brandon, more questions.
How difficult is it to be a quarterback on a team that really does not have a much of a running threat?
Well, you know, I think Nord does a great job of continuing to give, you know, get those carries, you know, and get the guys involved. You know, it's, you know, obviously you want to be as balanced as possible, and we've put ourselves in situations where, you know, we're behind in games, we're having to throw the football and you know, rely on chunk plays. You know, I think best case scenario, we had 65 plays, be half and half. You know, I think that would be our best case scenario. But, you know, we got a good offense. We got a lot of good backs that can create a lot of problems in matchups, as, you know, in routes and whatever it may be. So we try to get them involved as much as possible.
Brandon, knowing what you know now, what would your advice be to, like, a 5-year-old kid who wants to grow up to be an NFL quarterback?
You know, learn now that just, you know, it's not going to be rosy all the time. You know, take your ups and downs. But main thing, what I would say, when I have a kid, have fun. Don't listen to all the crap. Just have fun. Go out and play the game you love to play. And, you know, don't worry about all the noise, because at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter. Just have fun.